This week on Thoughtful Thursday Part 9, I thought I would take you guys on a walk with me outside, where I'm going to continue talking about self-love, but not so much on the topic of self-love, just on how I take care of myself, how I stay in shape, and any tips that I might have for you guys as well, if you are a nature lover like me. So with that being said, let's get into Thoughtful Thursday, Part 19. Hey everyone, welcome back to Real Talk and the Life of Brit. Thank you guys so much for taking this opportunity to join in with me and see what I'm all about. Talking about my life, wow, it's like, I don't know what the temperature is outside, but it's drastically gotten warmer today. So I thought I might take you guys outside for a walk. If you can hear that car, yeah. I love the idea of walking in nature and basically stretch. It gives me time to stretch my legs. It also gives me time to think. And even walking around my house, because I stay with my mom now, so, and my boyfriend, of course, my lovely, lovely boyfriend. I call him my fiance sometimes, if you guys haven't noticed, because we might as well already be married. I mean, really, we don't have to go all out for our wedding. We want to, but it's not a must. It's not a need. Because our hearts are already in the place of marriage. And we work well together as a team. I hope you guys find someone out there like that. I really do. Anyway. So yeah, I've been running behind, kind of going off schedule on my episodes because I don't know. I just haven't really been able to stick with a routine lately, and I don't know if maybe it's because of my mental state or not, but I'm trying to improve that by doing this episode. So let's hope that this works. Anyway, today I'm going to talk to you guys about how I take care of myself mentally, physically, and all that. First thing I do when I wake up in the morning is now I have started reading a passage or two from the Bible, a chapter or two, as a way to, like, I just flip to a random page in the Bible and I pray beforehand to ask God to guide my hand to and guide my eyes to find the right scripture, one that will speak to me for the day. And that helps keep me invested in the Bible. There is something fun that I read about a long time ago that I would like to try. It was in a book called What Would Jesus Do? I don't know if any of y'all have read that book, but it is a good book. It's about this little small community of people, and they basically lived right close by a church, like it was literally right up the road, and they would host picnics and stuff like that all the time, and the little kids would come and run around, and like it was just a way for the community to get together, so to speak. And sorry, I had to make sure we were recording still. And they would always teach people to ask the question, what would Jesus do, before they made any kind of decision, big or small. And I always wanted to try that. But I just never found the right time, or at least what will be the right time in my head. So I've also put in a little prayer for God to make me ready for what the world brings. Because a lot of the time people say we're never really ready. And in some sense, that's true. Because the world's issues, they take a toll on us. And we don't know, a lot of us don't know how to handle it. I'm going to put the cover on my phone. A lot of us don't know how to handle it. So it's one of those things where you got to look towards the future a little. And I always thought that, well, I find it funny because we don't really think about saying, what would Jesus do? And even if we do say it, we're not really thinking about it. You know how you say something and you don't think much about it after that? It's just said and done, or said and over with, kind of thing. Yeah. So that's what the real world's like a lot of the time. I'm sure y'all know that. I'm sure y'all have seen many instances of real world stuff going on. Anyway, but I thought about trying the what would Jesus do thing each time I make a little decision or a big decision, and seeing how well it works for me. Because we know that Jesus is good, all good and pure. So basically asking what would Jesus do is a way of reminding ourselves that he wouldn't do bad stuff. But it's also a way of reminding us that we are not perfect. We're made in God's image, yes. But we were also put on the earth to make mistakes so that we can learn about God through those mistakes. And learn about his love and everything that comes with him. So anyway, that is the first thing I do. I pray each morning and I read a couple passages of the Bible. And then when it's warm, like it is right now, I think it's supposed to be like 77 today at the highest. So it's pretty warm right now. Not too hot, not too cold. It's just the right temperature. I feel the sun on my back, so it's relatively nice weather. You have a little bit of a cool breeze and then a little heat to go with it, so it's kind of like a blessing. Compared to being in Florida, it is a blessing, because the Florida heat is just not good. It was too much. But I'm glad I'm back in Tennessee anyway. But I like to walk. I realize over this year and last year that I love to walk. Well, I'm talking about this new year, last year, and then the year before last. It's all been a new and pleasant experience for me. Walking, it seems my legs never get tired. Like, I ran track in high school at the Tennessee School for the Blind in Nashville, and like, it's pretty much gotten my legs used to walking, to moving in general. Like, I'm kind of half asleep right now, but I got energy at the same time. Have you guys ever been, like, so sleepy, but all of a sudden you just get this burst of energy? I don't know what what they call that. Some people would call it a sugar rush. Other people would call it weird. I don't know. What would you call it? Anyway, walking does multiple things for me. It gives me exercise, of course. It allows me to clear my mind and to think about my future and stuff. And I just love walking and talking with my boyfriend out here. Because when Turbo and I talk, it's more of a... It builds a stronger connection while we're walking, I feel like. And I get to listen to the birds. And there's just something about listening to birds that I've taken a liking to. Oh, and I love reading outside. Reading outside is one of the best things I love to do. One of the things that I love most. And I just love listening to the nature sounds, like the birds and the wind and feeling the sunshine. Of course, it's a little too bright for me to read right now. Because it has to be just the right amount of light for me. Like, it can't just be any light. It can't be too bright and it can't be too dim. It has to be just right. I guess I'm the Goldilocks of lighting. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. And I guess I'm the Goldilocks of weather as well. But anyway, so reading outside, that's another one of the ways I take care of myself. Not to mention, walking improves your mood. Like, I read online somewhere that it's scientifically supposed to improve your mood, but I never really believed it until a couple years ago. Like, it really helps me focus, keeps my mind occupied, and I've never been one to stand the heat because I have seizures, and when I get too hot, I pass out and stuff like that, and it's really bad, but I haven't had a seizure in over 6 years, so it's God. I know it is. It's God working in me. Also, podcasting. Podcasting is another way I take care of myself. I let myself loose to my... Loosed? What the hell is loosed? I let myself loose in the podcast and just talk about whatever I want to talk about, really. In a minute, I may take a little break, but it feels good to walk. I love playing games on my iPad. I have an iPad Pro 12.9-inch second generation. I also have some other devices, but I think I've talked about what kind of devices I have. I may do a device update in a future episode. But I love playing on my devices and talking to friends. Although, I feel like I don't have very many friends. Or maybe they're out there, I just don't know about it yet. But I feel like when you leave high school, or any place for that matter, where you have to board there like I did at the Tennessee School for the Blind. I feel like when you leave any place that you've been for a while, you feel detached from the friends you made there. I feel like your lives just take different paths. And me personally, I'm only just starting to get back into the world. Today I had my first mobility lesson. I did it with Turbo, so we both had our lesson at the same time. And we're going to be living together anyway, so I mean, you know, it's kind of like, what's the point in doing them separate? Basically, O&M stands for Orientation and Mobility, if you didn't know. And they basically teach you how to use your cane and how to cross the street safely as a blind person and yada yada. I say that like I don't care, but it's really fun getting out on those lessons. But yeah, those are a few ways I take care of myself. And those are both mentally and physically. And I don't know. Hey, I enjoy just enjoying being me, really. I find little enjoyment in life these days, but ever since this year started, I made a pledge that this will be my year. Like, I made a pledge, this is going to be your year, okay? And a lot of the time, people make New Year's resolutions. People who don't believe in those, they just kind of, yeah, it's another year. But I like to look to the new year as an opportunity. Even if those resolutions fall through, it's still an opportunity, and you motivate yourself by saying, well, it was a shitty year last year, but this year's going to be different, kind of thing. So I like to look at the positives of things. Like, I remember the day that my mom got in a car crash. It was years ago now, but it still haunts me. She was going to clean someone's house. And I think she was coming home, coming back home from cleaning that person's house. And she got hit head on by a drunk driver when she was coming over this hill, whatever. And he didn't call 911 for her because he was too drunk, obviously. So he got in jail. And really, I just wish people would drive safely. Because she could have been dead. I prayed for her. I said, God, if it's your will, please bring her back home. Because I love all my family very much. My mom's been there the most out of everybody, and she's still here to this day. And I just couldn't bear to see her go. I know there's going to be a time when she does go, and I don't know if I'm going to be ready. Even now, I kind of make people uncomfortable when I talk about, well, there's going to be a day that you're not here, and a day that I'm left to fend for myself. I don't like that. I don't like saying it out loud. I don't even like thinking about it, but that day is going to happen. And one of the ways I take care of myself is I remind myself of that. So I will never forget it. So that when the time comes, I will be a fighter. And I will pull through harder and faster than I would have done if I had not mentally prepared myself for future outcomes. Now, you're not really going to be truly prepared for everything. And I know that. And especially death. Death will come when God allows for it to come. But it's only death of the flesh, of course. Your spirit will live on forever. At least that's what I believe. And a lot of people asked me, I know I had one person recently ask me, I had a vocational evaluation to see what kind of job goals I wanted to do and stuff like that, because I just don't know. I feel like I'm happy with my life the way it is, in a way. Then in another way, I'm not. So it's like, what do I want to do with my life? So then VR, vocational rehabilitation, made me sit down with a person, her name was Becky, made me sit down with her and talk about some job goals that I wanted. And she asked me, I don't know how we got into this conversation, but she asked me if they ever made a surgery for your eyes or maybe your cerebral palsy or anything like that, would you take it? I had to think about it for a minute, only a minute, but I said, no, I wouldn't take it, because I feel like God made me this way. If He wants to heal me, He can heal me easily. Just by placing His loving hand on me, He could take this away. And I know He will take it away if and when He feels the time is right. And I've learned to live with this for so long that I don't want it gone, because it's like a part of me. It's always been a part of me. So people who are out on the street making fun of me when I walk, or making fun of me when I run into stuff, like, both of those things have happened before. Now, I laugh it off. Because people don't know. People don't understand. In all reality, and the only way they're ever going to understand is if people like us open up and say something to them, and people like them open up and understand what we're saying. And if they don't understand, you know, they teach you in kindergarten. Ask questions. Ask if you don't know. A lot of the time, people just don't have the patience to help people like me. But, you know, ask and you'll receive. Ask and you shall receive. That's a Bible verse I remember real well. I don't remember exactly what verse it is, but
Hey, I remember something. Alright, I have to get the rocks out of my shoe, you guys. Anyway, while I'm taking this break, I will let you guys hear an ad, and then I'll come back and talk a little more before I close. And now we're back. So, I want to talk a little bit more before I close, because I don't know. I love you guys. 4,711 people have listened to my podcast over the years. I mean, I've had this podcast for like 6 or 7, maybe 8 years. Haven't really done a lot with it. I'm only a little over my 220th episode, I think. So it's nice to see people who care enough to listen at least once. So, thank you guys for that. Also, I thank God for this lovely day. I thank God for the people that He's put in my life, even the ones that didn't work out so well. I thank God for the birds in the sky and the sunshine and just knowing that there are other things that are living day to day, just like me, who are making it. They're getting by. And that's all we can really do in this world, is get by. And I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm at a sense of peace here in some way or another. Probably going to be moving soon, depending on if we get this low-income place or not. But if I do, I'll talk about the setup process and like the rest of the moving process and stuff like that. It's not that far from me, according to my mom, so, you know, it's within walking distance, I think. But yeah, for today's mobility lesson, we walked to the nearby gas station, and I thought about, you know, all the things that I would buy once I had money to go there. And for the sighted people listening, you might not think gas station shopping is fun, but when you come from, like, we're talking about walking there, and it's hot as hell outside, or you're just tired already because you woke up late, whatever the case may be, you're tired and you're hot, you'll want to stop in there and get a drink and maybe even a snack too. I know a lot of people don't agree with using food and drinks as fuel, so I won't spend my time talking about that much, but in some ways to me it is fuel. Because when you're low on energy, you need a pick-me-up. And food is one of the best pick-me-ups of America, in my opinion. Also, what helps me take care of myself is thinking of going to France. I really want to go to France, whether it be Paris or somewhere else. Paris is my lifelong dream, but I can go other places too. I'm really fluent in French. So, any French people out there, hey, teach me some more French. I'm anxious to learn. I will listen. I just have to be, I'm still working on like putting bits and pieces together to create phrases. Like, I don't even know what I will listen is in French. So, I mean, still working on it. Still trying to learn. But I got a lot going for me now. I'm even in this, VR set me up with this place over here called Independent Living. And they're supposed to be getting me some stuff. I have a $300 limit. So, whatever kinds of stuff you can get in this world with $300, I don't know, but we'll see. Probably like some pens and bold line paper and maybe some notebooks with bold lines as well. Maybe a signature guide. Maybe. Because I always write outside the lines. Or color outside the lines. Depending on which one I'm doing. And being colorblind, I shouldn't even be coloring anyway. But I try to invest my time into what other side of people do. Because I don't want to be limited. And there are a lot of tools out there that can help me do what I would like to do. And I don't even know, I'm not even sure what that is yet. But really and truly, I just want to live. I want to live. I want to be free to make my own decisions. I want to be happy. I want to be able to go out to that gas station or go walk my dog or go on that date with my boyfriend or go to those places that would mean so much to us both and especially to me. So, yeah. And the time might be coming for a special episode, you guys, because I heard him accidentally, you should say. I wasn't eavesdropping. I heard him using VoiceOver to look up diamond rings. And if you know anything about VoiceOver, even if you turn it down, it's still audible. So, you kind of have to keep it up to where you can hear it and keep it down to where no one else can hear it. Or you can just put in headphones, which would have been the simpler thing. But I heard him looking up actual diamond rings. So, he may actually be my fiance one day. And I'm a little nervous, but I'm ready too. I'm ready to be called someone's. Like, not just a daughter, not just a friend, but a lover and a fiance and then a wife someday. Because I feel like I am wife material. He has blood pressure, and I have been managing his blood pressure pretty well, or at least helping him to manage. And it takes a lot of work because you got to cut out certain foods. You can't just eat junk food all the time, and that's for any person, really. But you know, you can't just eat junk food all the time, and you have to really watch the kind of things you consume, because it could either spike your blood pressure or lower it too much. And I've been really good about helping him manage that. I've got him on a Slim Fast diet, even though he's out of shakes right now. So, have to get more of those when the time comes. I even got health insurance now, where they give me a prepaid card to get some food every month, so that's good. I get $150 on mine, so that's pretty good. But the catch with that one is you can only buy moderately healthy foods, which it's a little bit hard to do that when most everything is unhealthy these days, but I'm not going to get into that conversation. Anyway, this is what I do. This is how I take care of myself. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, be sure to let me know in whatever way you can by leaving a review. Leaving a 5-star rating will be appreciated. Even if it's a 2-star, it'll be appreciated. So let me know what I can do better, what I can do worse, more or less of. And just let me know, because I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say. I am currently on Spotify, Apple Music, of course Anchor, which is now Spotify for Podcasters, like I said last time. I believe I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm not sure. I'll have to check again. But if I'm not, I'm going to start distributing my podcast. So we'll see what good that does. So until next time, you guys, I'm going to leave you. But first, I'm going to close in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for creating this beautiful day and allowing me to talk to these people, allowing me to hopefully touch their hearts as you have touched mine. And thank you for all the blessings, and may many more come to everyone here and everyone not here. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you all so much for listening. And with that being said, I will talk to you next time. Bye. Take care and stay blessed.